An Air of Lightness. Episode 1, Jumps and Frolics.
There we go. 1, 2, 3, a little more to the left. Yes, watch out. Ah, there you are. I'm being taken from the track to the arena. And up we go. It's bumpy, but I've known worse. What did you say? Am I what? A sedentaire? Nope, not a sedentaire, no. No, I'm not a firefighter's hose either. Can't you guess? I'm a show jumping obstacle pool, or bar if you prefer. And I'm here for the Suermes. Ouch, I'm down. Hey, that may have been a careless mistake, but it hurts. You know what I mean? Oh, look, I'm being carried again. Hey, that tickles. There's two of them carrying me now. It's not like I'm heavy. I love the energy you get on jumping days. There's something in the air, an electricity everyone can sense. The technicians, the riders, the horses, not to mention the spectators, from cool couples to excited families. This morning, the course is Ino's here. He's kind of a star in his own right, a kind of course magician. He knows just how to arrange the obstacles around the arena to make it hard. There are 13 obstacles, including a triple and a double. I'm at the top of a triple combination, the highest bar, 1.6 meters off the ground. It's the perfect position, right in front of the judges, who watch from behind a window. Everyone thinks they've got the best seats in the house, when actually, that would be me. Quiet, everyone. This is a critical moment. One by one, the riders walk the course alongside their trainer, Areki. They're counting the steps between each obstacle, memorizing the route, and coming up with a strategy. The aim of the game is to complete the course as quickly as possible without knocking down a single pole. Debating how tight the corners are, tapping me, weighing me up. It's fair to say I'm not bad to look at. Painted pure white, which tickled a bit, then embellished with stylized red designs and complemented by two blue poles. The effect is striking and glossy, to say the least. Assessing how much I weigh shows real expertise.
Coming up,
mate. Shh, it's starting. The rider fastens the strap of his riding hat, pats his horse's neck, and they're off. They accelerate away from the starting line, the sound of hooves pounding the ground, steering my friends and me into actions. The vibrations rippling from one grain of sand to the next give us butterfly. The horse first counters past us. We know this rider well. Simon Delesse from Moselle, twice winner of the Suermes. His dazzling career has taken him around the globe to the world's best arenas and international competitions. His horses have the most wonderful names, Hermes Ryan, Dixter Fontenis Z. And his mount today is said to be fiery, all rifling muscle and power. Bingo, that's the first ox cleared. Bingo, and a second. It's agility at its finest. Not what you'd expect from a horse so big and strong. And yet, Simon takes a sharp corner. The atmosphere here is what makes life as an obstacle pole worth living. It's time like this I'm grateful not to have ended up as roof timber, or in a boat hull, or as a signpost on a hiking trail. Horse and rider have completed the turn. Like a plane on a runway ready to take off, they approach my triple at a slow trot, gorging the distance, weighing up their moves. Whiny on, my friend, it's now or never. The trot transforms into a gallop, and suddenly, Simon Delesse and his horse are heading straight for me. The beast's eye are locked onto me. I see its eyelid flicker. Simon Delesse prepares to rise out of his saddle. And just a few paces behind me, I sense the judges on the edge of their seats. It takes the horse both a split second and an eternity to reach me. Imagine it, hurtling towards me as I clench my non-existent teeth and watch as at the very last moment, the horse slows down. like a basketball player slamming on the brakes before jumping for the dunk. As the horse rises up on his back legs just a meter from me, he seems almost to be at a standstill. But all the power of the jump is gathered into this romp, hock and cannon. The crowd is holding its collective breath. I see the rider's jaw clench, the horse's nostrils quiver. And finally, they jump. I watch the glossy creature rise up before me. The horse is in suspension, as they say, and it feels impossible that he will ever land. Not after all that lift or that power. Suddenly, its rear hooves are soaring over me in a final flex of his legs. The horse blocks out the light like a passing cloud. And though he skimmed over me, he did not touch me. He has landed at last! Whew, I was worried there. It just goes to show that lightness isn't about weight, it's about perspective.